You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Captain, if I really, really would, but you're doing in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window, tunnel, I'm shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information, asking for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. This is your host, Dave Hodges. We're happy to be with you. Katie Whalen's flying co-pilot, as she usually does at this time, and she'll have her health report in the third hour. We've got a really good show for you this evening. We've got Dr. Ted Brower on in just a moment, and hopefully we've had a lot of carryover from his show that just ended, and we're going to be talking about police state Europe and kind of branch out from there. And also, I just want to remind everybody, too, that if you haven't heard, after appearing on the Common Sense Show last Sunday, Kate Daly of Fox News Radio has been relieved of her duties as the talk show host. She still remains broadcasting for Glenn Beck. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and she's going to be our final guest of the evening in the last half hour. There is a lot of contradictory stories floating about why Kate was fired. I have polled our show with regard to Kate's appearance until we get on top of this, because I don't want to be accused of putting out false information. Also, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Bob Griswold, my good friend from Ready Made Resources, who happens to be one of our hosts, and we're going to be talking a lot about something called normalcy bias and linking it into what's going on today and what's keeping most Americans from acting in their own best interest. And our first guest here is Dr. Ted Brower, as I just mentioned, and he is from healthmasters.com, and it's, boy, I'll tell you, I owe Ted and Health Masters so much, because every time I get into trouble, Ted's there with the cavalry, and it's everything seems to work out. So we got a lot to talk about, so let's get right down to it. Ted, thanks for staying on. We're glad you could join us here in our first hour, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more about your trip to Europe and how what's happening in Europe could be happening in America.
Well, no, it is. It's happening very quickly in Europe, and it's happening in America, too. And we need to wake everybody up, because I wanted to go over there and see what was going on with the immigration mess. I was there last fall, and we reported from Europe. I reported on my show probably 10 times in the last – we were gone for 3 weeks. I tried to do it at least every night, every other night, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing, Dave. And I'm going to go step by step with you guys tonight and let you know what's happening. And all of my listeners that are still listening from last hour, thank you for hanging on. I told you we'd be right back. I'm going to give you a step-by-step tour now of what happened with us. We were blessed because we got to fly over there on airline points for free, and then we got to do hotel points, and we were basically for free. And so it cost me a couple $1,000 to be gone for 3 weeks in Germany and Switzerland and Austria, because the hotels were free and the breakfasts were free and the airfare was free. So it was kind of cool doing it on points like that, and it really gave me an understanding, because I covered a lot of territory. I drove almost 4,700 kilometers, which is over 3,000 miles, Dave.
Wow.
In the amount of time that I was there. And it was interesting, because I really learned a lot as far as what's happening. When I first got in to Germany, I met with a Porsche executive who also is a Volkswagen executive, who's a good friend of mine, because, you know, Porsche is now owned by Volkswagen. And he told me that the upper level management of Porsche won't even talk to the mid-level managers about what happened or how this whole thing happened with this 14 billion euros in fines. And Jim Willey, who I don't agree with everything that Jim says, but I do find him entertaining when he talks, he said that Porsche had developed a new engine that was using the exhaust manifold to heat water and using injected steam into part of the cylinder heads, and they were increasing the fuel mileage to almost 150 miles per gallon on these cars. And when Porsche or when Volkswagen decided to release the technology, they basically were going to announce it. The guys who run the world, so to speak, told them they could not do it because it would cause the oil prices to plummet and affect too many different economies. And Volkswagen just said, basically, we're going to do it. And suddenly they find something wrong with their computer programs and their software, and they get fined over 10 billion euros. And so I told this to my Porsche exec, Volkswagen exec that I knew, and he basically told me that that's the type of information they will not share openly with the public, nor will they share it even with mid-level management. But he said there's a major, major mess going on with Volkswagen right now. And here in the United States, it's almost impossible to give away the diesel Volkswagens, and it's almost impossible to get any kind of trade-in money on the Volkswagens if you're trying to sell one or trade one back in. In fact, a lot of dealerships won't even take them, so it's really, really affected the bottom line for Volkswagen. And now Mercedes is doing the same thing. They've backed off their diesel production on their 3.5 GLs, and they won't put them in their cars right now. They've got them on hold because they're trying to make sure that all of the software is right on these cars so they don't get nailed for the same thing. So this is a pretty interesting thing, that what's going on with the major industries in Europe to start with. But now, the first city we went into was Stuttgart, and then we drove down into Munich. Munich was interesting, Dave, because they were having some kind of conference at the hotel or whatever, and they had it was a Westin, and I drove up to it, and they have like valet parking, and I asked them to park the car for me as we were unloading the luggage, and the guy refused to take the car. He was a Muslim man. He refused to take the car. He was so empowered by apparently what was going on in Europe, he refused to take my vehicle and park it, and told me the garage was full, told me to park the car out on the street. And I looked at him and I said, "Are you not the valet?" He goes, "Well, yes, I'm not going to take your car." And ended up going to the hotel general manager that I had a meeting with for almost an hour the next morning. And I said, "Look, I just want you to know what's going on here. You're getting a lot of empowerment in your staff that basically don't want to do certain things that they're being paid to do." And he looked at me and just shook his head. He goes, "I don't know what to do." He goes, "We don't know what to do in Germany. We have blown it. We have massively blown it. We have not had enough children. And now we can't even take care of our own industry, and we have to bring these workers in to do the work for us because we can't do it anymore, because we're basically going extinct by having, you know, less than one child per family for the past 70 or 80 years. And I thought, well, at least you guys are admitting to it. He goes, "Well, Ted," he goes, "within another 15 to 20 to 25 years, we already know that we're going to be under a Sharia law. And a lot of the hotel managers that are working here in Europe now, they're asking to be transferred out of Europe because it's getting so bad, with police being told they can't report on rape, they can't be told what they can't profile with Muslims. It's awful what's going on. Also, Volkswagen has massively started cutting their mid-level expenses in their company, and they've been having a lot of cutbacks over there too. Now, we left there and we went down to the Eagle's Nest, which is the southern part of Germany. This is actually the foundation of the Nazi Party, if you want to. This is where it was founded. And this is right where Hitler had his retreat that they gave him when he was 50 years old. And here in this part of Austria, in Germany, in southern Germany, there were no immigrants, Dave. It was like Germany was 50 years ago, the first time I went over there, 40 years ago, the first time I went over there. It was absolutely amazing. It was super clean. That's the other thing I've noticed, is a massive deterioration in Germany. Germany used to be the cleanest nation in Europe. It's not anymore, except for the southern part where this Eagle's Nest was. That was still very, very, very clean. And now in Salzburg, when we went to Salzburg, they actually were having a May festival there, and they actually had people in traditional lederhosen and costumes and dress, and they were trying to maintain their culture. And again, there were no Muslims involved in any of this, because remember, the Germans like to eat a lot of pork, and they don't want to have pork, you know, around them, even anywhere near them. And so they're basically, you know, trying to preserve the best they can in these smaller communities their culture. The place where we saw the big Salzburg festival is where they filmed The Sound of Music back in the mid-60s with Julie Andrews, which, by the way, if you guys haven't watched that movie, that's the way that Austria and Germany used to be, and it's not like that anymore, except for the Nazis. That was where they were back in the Nazis. Then we went into Italy. Now, Italy was interesting because we stopped in Venice, got another great free hotel there, and we were talking to the people in Venice. And when you first pull into Venice, you've got homeless people all over the streets. And you've got military personnel stationed up in the areas where you take the buses and stuff to the island itself of Venice. Now that wasn't as bad there. But then we left there and we went to, to Florence, Italy. And we went to Florence, Italy, and we were walking around the streets. Dave, they had armored Humvees, their version of the Humvee, with bulletproof glass, bulletproof plating, with snorkels on them, okay, parked in the streets, on the curbs, on the sidewalks, with troops everywhere, with machine guns and dogs. I mean, we saw hundreds and hundreds. These were not police. These were troops, Italian military, that were on the streets all over the place in Florence. And then we went to Rome. We thought Florence was bad. Florence was a joke compared to Rome. We got to Rome, and Rome has big, huge, like, police stations on some of the corners that are all bulletproof glass and armor that these guys sit in all day and watch, and they had much, much more of the military exposure, almost to the point of having tanks in the streets, but they weren't the actual tanks, but they had snorkels again and all the other stuff, like for armored personnel carrier moving, and they had police and machine guns. They actually had some of the police there, and they also had military all over the place. And what bothered me more than anything else, even when you went to the old Roman part, which used to be, you just walk through it, it was great. No longer do they have that. It's all fenced off with 18-foot fencing some places, 12 feet in other places, where you can't climb down a hill and get over it, and you got to go through a choke point, and they put you through metal detectors, and if you get positive on the metal detector, you get patted down, just like you did with TSA at the airports. Unbelievable. This is the old Rome that's in ruins that you could walk through, that there's nothing there to blow up. There's nothing there. Okay, everything's already fallen down and deteriorated over the past 2,000 years. And then so we went downtown a little bit further, and we went over to the Pantheon, and again, military personnel everywhere, and anytime you want to go into anything, except for the Pantheon, they had guards all over it, but you didn't get searched going into that. Then we went to St. Peter's, again, everything fenced off, everything coiled off, everything through choke points, and to get into the church, you got to go through metal detectors again. David, it was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen, and metal detectors and pat downs, military presence everywhere. This is what's going to happen. Even at Universal Studios now, when you go on the rides here in Orlando, Florida, you've got to go through metal detectors. And if you go through metal detectors and they find something on you, again, you're going to get patted down going through Universal Studios. They're turning the entire planet into a police state. It's happening in Florida. It's happening in Europe to the point of absurdity. In fact, there were some of the churches we refused to even go into because the lines trying to get in were 500 feet, 1,000 feet long of lines going through the metal detectors and the pat-downs. Most crazy thing I've ever seen, and I've been going to Europe now since I was 21 years old with my dad the first time back in 1977, and I've never seen this level of a military police state in Italy. But remember, Italy was one of the recipients of our CIA's Operation Gladio back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, in which our CIA went in trying to cause more communist fear in Italy, and they started blowing things up and killing people with bombs, and so these guys don't want all that to happen again. So it's kind of nuts what they've done there from the military standpoint. And then when we drove back through Switzerland, they go back into Germany, they had the full border guards up again at the Swiss border, which I thought was interesting because I had been through Switzerland. Last time I went through Switzerland, there was nobody there. The guards were up, full machine guns, dogs, the military personnel, tank looking things again, and the car in front of us apparently had somebody they didn't like, and man, they took them to the side, they were going to search them, and then they saw us, and they saw we were just white people in the cars, so they ignored us, told us to go on through. And what was interesting, Dave, they had a full, it looked like a TV camera with them when they were searching this car to document everything that they were doing to the people in the car. I mean, a shoulder-held TV camera followed this car that was being searched over. And I would have stayed there longer, but I didn't want to get told that I couldn't go through the country because it was a shortcut back into Germany. So that was interesting. Now, when you get into Switzerland, though, when you get into the country itself, there is no police presence. There's none. I mean, none. You can't even find a cop. Okay, there's no soldiers anywhere. Nothing. It's like a great, great, great place to be if you're going to be in Europe. And so, all the stuff hits the fan while you're there. Switzerland is the place to be. Then we went back into Nuremberg, and again, another hotel manager told me that he was trying to get out of the country and trying to get transferred. And again, it was just nuts. Then we went up to Dresden, where they had the firebombing in 1945, and they killed upwards, some people say, 500,000 people in one night with incendiary bombs, mainly women and children and old men, had no military value whatsoever. They were just doing it to kill German civilians at the end of the war. And what was interesting about this, Dave, they had a march around Dresden. They had like a truck route. We ran right into it, and it was all of these slides, these big, huge huge semi-truck parades, and it was welcome immigrants. You know, open your hands, open your heart, open your love. You know, Germany, the world is for one. Welcome immigrants. And it was all about gay pride and bringing immigrants into Germany. And they were playing this horrible music. There were probably 10,000 people in this parade marching around Dresden playing this really, really loud music. And they saw us. I guess they recognized us as a capitalist. I guess, I don't know. They started shaking their fists and screaming and yelling and cussing at us. And I'm like, I told Sharon, we were driving a car, I said, this is nuts. I said, this must be another one of these MoveOn.orgs from George Soros that's being funded over here in Europe to try to force these folks that live here to accept these ridiculous immigration policies that Angela Merkel has put into play. So what I've seen this time with Germany and Italy, I have no interest, Dave, in going back over there for a really, really long time, because the country that I know is Germany, because my mom was from Germany, my dad's parents were from Germany, is not what it used to be when I was a kid. It's not the same Germany anymore. They've lost the country, and soon, they even admit now, they will be under Sharia law. So a lot of people really, really hate Angela Merkel for this. They don't want her back into the office, and they're saying that she's a communist, that she was raised in Eastern Germany, and that this is what her final thing's going to be, to try to destroy the country like this. So,
well,
I don't
she's
know,
the
Dave,
Obama. She's the Obama of Germany. But, you know, as I listen to you talk here, and I'm starting to connect dots in my mind, Ted, what we're seeing is a universal intelligence enforcing the same rules all across the planet.
That's right.
This is what globalism is going to be like. If people say, I don't mind the New World Order, it's going to be fine. Really? Look at Italy. Look at what we're becoming. So, Ted, they've shown their hand, and now people need to make a decision in this country about what we're going to do.
Well, yes. In fact, we stopped at the Murano Glass Factory in Italy, in Venice, when we were there, and I talked to a gentleman there who works there. And in fact, he's on my email list now. And he told me, he said, look, he said, before the euro came in, I could buy a good pair of shoes for $50. It was about 100,000 lira. He said, when they forced us to take the euro, he said, none of us even got a chance to vote on it. He goes, now a good pair of shoes is $150. He goes, people are starving all over Italy because they can't pay the bills to buy food. He goes, what they've done to Italy is they've destroyed it. And that's exactly what they did in Greece. That's what they've done in Italy. That's what they've done in Spain. And then we stopped in Madrid on our flight over because, you know, flying on points, they pushed us through Madrid because we couldn't get a connecting flight. We spent the night in Madrid. And that city is very clean, by the way. A lot of cleaner than some of the German cities now, which surprised me because if you go to South America with Mexico and stuff, the cities are absolutely filthy. But what's interesting about it is the people there are so unhappy because they've been under austerity for so long, Dave, because of the IMF and the World Bank and the Euro and what's happening there. It's almost impossible to get loans for cars or anything else there. They said the whole country is like in shambles. The economy in Spain is completely collapsing. Contrary to belief of what the Rothschild banking cartel is trying to tell you. Remember, the central bankers are running the planet. These guys are Luciferians, they're Satanists. They came right out of the 1600s with Sabbatane Levy, and then he was claiming to be the false Messiah, and he converted to Islam. Then Jacob Frank took it over. He brought the Rothschild banking cartel into this Satanism, this movement that they're in, this Luciferianism that you call it, and they're the ones now that are spearheading a lot of this with the Council of 300, the Bilderberger Group, the Bohemian Grove people, and they're all working together now to bring in a new world order under Lucifer, and their goal here is to destroy it. When I was listening to David to Nichols the other day on Alex Jones on Friday, Nichols said something very, very interesting. He said basically that they're in a situation where the New World Order is trying to bring in Hillary, who's a full-blown witch. Now, Dave, you heard me say that. He said that Hillary, when she was in the White House with Bill back in the 90s, and I've talked about this on your show, and I've told people before that Hillary's a witch, and people don't want to believe that because they believe that Hillary's a nice person, which is kind of crazy to me after her war on women and Roger Stone's book. But what he said, Larry Nichols said on the Alex Jones show on Friday, and I sent you the link and the time slot on that, the timestamp on that day today, he said that at least every 4 to 6 weeks that Hillary Clinton would fly to her coven, C-O-V-E-N, as in witch's coven, in L.A., where she would be with her other witches in her coven. Now, what the heck? You know, Doc Marquis's been on my show. He called her a fourth-degree witch, and I knew that he was telling us the truth. But here he is, a man who actually worked with the Clintons, was one of their top people, and saying that Hillary is a full-blown Luciferian witch. I mean, like war, witches and warlocks, like Harry Potter kind of stuff. So this is the person we want to have into the White House. And I tell you what, though, Dave, I talked to so many women who were on the trip or on airplanes or whatever with us, and probably 50-50 of the women wanted Hillary Clinton to be president. They wanted her to be president. And almost every single guy that I talked to wanted Trump to be president. She's playing the sex card of being a woman, and these women aren't thinking who she is and what she's done, and they're thinking that they're going to go ahead and put her in the White House, and she's going to do a better job. When George Bush Sr. was the vice president under Reagan, and 30 days into the Reagan White House, Reagan was shot. They kept that man medicated for 8 years, and George Bush Sr., former head of the CIA, ran the White House for 8 years. Then he ran it for another 4 years. Then his protege, Bill Clinton, ran it for 8 years. Then George Jr. ran it for 8 years. Now Obama's run it for 8 years. So we've had like over 30 years now of the Clinton-Bush dynasty in the White House, Dave, and that's why the country's gone to hell in a handbasket, because these guys go to Bohemian Grove. They're a bunch of weirdos. I mean, what do you think they're doing in Bohemian Grove? They're worshiping Moloch out there. It's a Luciferian mindset these guys have to try to control the holographic matrix that we're in, the attention field, so to speak, to create their reality and to destroy the planet. They want to destroy the Earth because everything God created is good, and they know that, and they want to destroy every single thing that he's done. Now, they don't think about the fact that they're destroying themselves. They don't care about that. These interdimensional entities that are controlling this mess, they don't care, because they're not going to hang around here anyhow after it's destroyed. They hate God that much, David, that they're willing to destroy the entire planet. That's what the chemtrails are all about, which were all over Europe, by the way. That's what the GMOs are all about. That's what this whole thing with Fukushima is all about. They haven't shut that thing down yet. All of it's about destroying the planet. These guys claim to be wanting to be, like, well, we want to do carbon tax, and we want to save the planet, and global warming, and blah, blah, blah. All lies, Dave. Everything's a lie that you've been taught from these guys. It's all about destroying the Earth and destroying human beings, because they hate us that much, they don't even consider us to be humans, so to speak, because we were created in God's image, and they want to destroy everything he made. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think you're right on the money with this. It's, as I often say, it's not a matter of electing the right person or fixing a few issues. Every aspect of our life is under attack. And along those lines, after the show, I would encourage people, if you haven't been up on my website today at thecommonsenseshow.com, that you go up there and read the letter that came to me from Rollins, Wyoming. And it speaks to the depravity that has taken over entire communities. And this is going on in Fort Collins and Austin and Santa Cruz. Gee, that sounds like the top list of cities for Agenda 21. And you're right. Read the article after the interview. You know, Ted, you're absolutely right. The chemtrails are pervasive everywhere. I was looking, Ted, the other day at a 1995 photo of our sky. And then I looked at a comparison 20 years later. This planet's being terraformed.
It is, Dave. They're destroying it. They're bringing another species in here. I'm telling you what they're doing. They're destroying the planet. There's no way that they don't have the technology to stop Fukushima. There's no way. If you believe the whole Apollo story, as far as the astronauts and everything else and walking on the moon, if you believe the official narrative, which I do not, I believe we've been on the moon, but I don't believe the official narrative. We apparently have spacesuits that can handle all kinds of radiation exposure, since we went through the Van Allen radiation belt in a spaceship that had a little tiny thin wall aluminum capsule. Okay, why we didn't put those same spacesuits back on these people and pump that whole doggone facility full of concrete like they did in Russia? I mean, why are they letting it continue to spew for all of these years and destroy almost all of the fisheries and the salmon and everything else, the whales and the seals and the fish and everything in the Pacific Ocean, David? This is a nightmare, and nobody wants to fix it, and nobody will even address it. Why have we not spent some of these billions and billions of dollars that Israel wants and all these other people want all this aid from us all the time and going over there and fixing this Fukushima nuclear reactor disaster? I mean, there's a question for you, Dave. Any idea?
Well, there's a depopulation motive here. I mean, that's very clear.
That's right. They have no intentions on shutting down Fukushima because they don't want to shut down Fukushima. They want to kill as many people as they possibly can, and that's their goal.
There have been two major events. Fukushima is not the only one. The Gulf oil explosion, which was a contrived event, and I wrote a 7-part series on that, as my longtime listeners will tell you. And I documented it to beyond the reasonable doubt degree. And what ended up happening with the Gulf oil stream, or as the Gulf Stream, I should say, as a result, is it stopped the mitigating effect of the North Sea coming down out of the Arctic, and it caused frigid temperatures ever since this has happened. In fact, I've had many foreign exchange students tell me that their instructors, their professors, tell them back home that someday they're going to have to move to Africa because there's a new ice age coming because of what happened in the Gulf.
That's right.
So those are only two events. And then you look at it what you talk about with the chemtrails. You got aluminum, so you're poisoning the people. You're keeping sunlight from reaching people's bodies, and that has severe health effects. It affects crops and the quality of crops, so it's affecting our food supply, irrespective of how Monsanto's already poisoning us with glyphosate. Ted, I could go on for an hour. Don't ask me questions, because I might tell you what I think.
Well, no, it's the truth, Dave. I was driving home tonight. We went to see the latest, you know, Avengers movie with Captain America, because we've been gone for almost a month. And so we came home tonight, or on Wednesday, and we went to see the movie. And I was driving home, and we live in the central part of the state where there used to be these most beautiful orange groves, these like orchards of orange trees, right? They were gorgeous. They're all dead. I mean, some sections have like 90% kill rate now, and it's because they can't live on that aluminum in the soil. And they think, well, it's something that's coming out of South America, some kind of bug or some kind of virus, or something's killing them, something's eating it. No, that's not true. They may be getting eaten by something, that's because they've gotten so weak that they're dying. And it used to be, before the aluminum got so high, they could replant young trees and they would live for about 8 or 9 years, but now the soil's so bad that even when they replant the young trees, they die. It's like blight. And all of this food supply that we were producing now is now coming out of Brazil from that. Now, Brazil is spraying everything with who knows what. Now, talk about the weather for a second. On Monday, about a week ago, I drove from Nuremberg back down to Stuttgart. 35, 36 degree weather with freezing rain in May. Now, the plants, all the fields and all the plots that were being planted, they had already been planted for the spring. And now they got this literally freezing weather, hardly any sunshine. They didn't know what to do because there's so much erosion in the fields. And the only thing they're finding now to grow most of Germany as far as a source is canola, that toxic rapeseed weed. Okay, they should never even put in any of your food. They're using it for biofuel, and they're using it also for cooking fuels. But that's one of the only things that can grow now in Germany. Now, the fields of canola are beautiful with those yellow flowers, but the point is, it's a weed. It's used for shellacks and varnishes and should never be eaten by a human being. I mean, canola is one of those top 10 things I tell people never to put into their bodies because it's so toxic. But the thing about it is, they don't know about that in Europe. They're using the canola, and now I find out they're putting fluoride in the salt in Germany because the people won't let them put fluoride in the water in Germany. So they're getting their fluoride dosing in the salt and also at the dentist's office. So they're still getting the fluoride and the chemicals in their diet, but they don't want to have the glyphosate there. They don't want to have the GMOs there, which is a huge step, and they don't want to have the Terminator gene seeds there. But the weather was so irregular and so cold there. I mean, Dave, I brought a pair of shorts and T-shirts to wear, right? And finally, about a couple days before we left, I looked at the weather, and I said, wait a minute, it's in the 30s? Are you joking me? I said, forget the shorts. I bought one pair of shorts that I was able to wear in Rome, and that's it. Everywhere else, it was bundled up, buddy. It was cold. And I thought to myself, this is nuts for May. But see, they're way north, and you're exactly right. When they blew that deep water horizon valve, and I had heard that a submarine had done it with a torpedo, that they had found some stuff, did some crazy stuff on the bottom of the ocean down there they were looking for. They found it. There were other countries that wanted to have it. You know a lot more about it than I do. They blew that well on purpose. And then what happened is all that stuff got into the Gulf of Mexico, messed up the Gulf Stream, or the thermal conveyor current, they call it, which prevents the warm Gulf water from circulating up there through the North Sea and keeping that continent warm in the summertime, because it's super cold in the wintertime. And now that whole place has turned into a doggone refrigerator, Dave. And the chemtrails are being sprayed on them like they're bugs and ants like we are being sprayed down here in Florida. It's absolutely horrific. And, of course, they've got the Morgellons problem over there, and they've got the same problem with the chemtrail flu over there, with people being sick for months on end. Remember, you had that mess. You called me up and said you've been sick for weeks. I sent you the healthy immune system protocol off my website at healthmasters.com. You call me back a couple days later. You go, man, I'm getting better already. I said, well, yeah, you've got to have the right nutrients in your body to stay healthy with this onslaught against the human immune system, which has been relentless now, Dave, for the past 20 years, starting with the chemtrails, now with the Fukushima. Everything they're trying to do is depopulate the planet because these guys are eugenicists. They don't want us here. We're the wrong species. They don't want us here. And the Hagman sent me a really interesting article that was done by Lucis Trust, which is the Lucifer, it used to be called Lucifer's Trust.
Yeah, I know all about them.
And they said that thing to me on Friday night, and I'm going to read it. It's on carbon-based life forms, and they're trying to develop carbon-based life, certain matrices at CERN right now. That's one of their primary goals, to allow demons to inhabit these things. And see, that's the goal. We're being terraformed. We're being changed. And if you can't wrap your head around what's going on, this is spiritual battle. This is not about flesh and blood. This is about the things that go boom in the middle of the night, interdimensional entities. These are about demons and everything else. That's why these witches and warlocks do what they do, and that's why they sacrifice all these humans, because they're trying to control all of this stuff that goes on this planet by controlling the holographic image that we all see. So we've got to learn, as Christians, who we really are in Christ Jesus, and we've got to stand against all of this mess and make people realize the answer is no. No, you may not do this. No, you may not do that. No, you may not do that. We got to all pray for protection for Donald Trump. We've got to pray that they that their little schemes with their diebold voting machines trying to put Hillary Clinton into office won't work. I mean, look at this. I mean, Bernie Sanders has won, 12 out of the last 14 primaries with her, and they're still going to put her in? That's like saying your racehorse has lost 12 of the last 14 races, but we're going to keep racing that horse. Are you joking me? Don't get me wrong. I don't like Bernie Sanders, but I like Bernie Sanders a whole lot more than Hillary Clinton. At least he tries to tell the truth, and he actually exposes some of the things that needed to be exposed, especially with the Federal Reserve and a lot of things that are going on with Wall Street. But the sad part about it is Hillary is a pathological, chronic, lying witch, Dave, and we certainly don't need her in the White House or anywhere near the White House, because there's no telling what kind of bevy of executive orders we're going to get from her or what's going to happen as far as her Supreme Court appointments. It's going to be unbelievable how many. The next president, if they get 8 years in, will probably put, three, maybe four Supreme Court appointees in, Dave? And if that happens, they're going to completely reshape the court. And sadly, that's probably their goal right now, because they're trying their best to do a soft takeover of the United States. And with Obama saying he was going to fundamentally transform the United States of America, that boy wasn't lying. He has done exactly what he said he was going to do 8 years ago. That's probably one of the only things he said that was true, Dave. It's crazy what's happened over here in this country.
No, it really is, and we're seeing it acted out with people who are, culturally, economically similar to us. How are the people taking it over there? Are they reacting against it, or are they just acquiescing?
They're acquiescing, just like they are here. There is a sleep in Europe. Now there are certain populations in Germany. They're really pissed off. They're mad. I mean, they're really mad. I'm talking revolutionary mad. They're really mad. Like in southern Germany and Bavaria and the areas that I was in, some of them are they're angry. They want Angela Merkel out. The problem is they don't know who to put in that she's there other than her, because they don't have another leader who hasn't stepped up to take control of this mess. But Germany's economy, because they're such a huge export-driven nation, they run these huge surpluses all the time. And when they do that, they're able to keep the debt load from the Federal Reserve Bank of the European Union at bay as far as their currency and as far as their lifestyles are concerned. That's the difference with the United States. You know, we're running these huge, $500 million deficits every single month. Is it $500 million or $500 billion? It's some insane number, David, that every single month we have these huge, giant trade deficits. And it'd have to be $500 million or $600 million, wouldn't it, Dave? Is that what it is? Or is it more? I don't remember.
You caught me off guard. I don't have those numbers in front of me.
Yeah, I don't have. I would go with a bigger number. But I bet it's in the billions. I know it's in the billions and billions and billions of dollars. I think it's billions. I think it's like $50 billion a year, a month in deficit spent with the debt. That's what it is. It's like $500, $600 billion a year that we bring, that we don't send back out. And so we're in this giant deficit, which has put us in this giant debtor economy that we're living in. And the thing it's not about it, Dave, is not going to change until we get rid of the Federal Reserve Bank and we take those Rothschilds, we put our boots up their butt and send them back to where they came from over there and get rid of these guys. We've got to get these international banking terrorists out of the United States and restore our Constitution and restore sound money like Ron Paul says, Dave. That's why I always liked Ron Paul and I've always supported him. And it was sad to see that, you know, the apple fell so far from the tree with Rand as far as I'm concerned. But that's just
boy,
the best
did it ever. Did it ever.
But anyhow, so with that, Dave, you told me a story last night. Can you say it in a way without giving out names about the witches and the stuff that they do and the children and the child sacrifice and all of the stuff that goes on with Department of Family Services and judges being put into certain places. Can you tell that story to the people that you told me last night? Because I told you I was going to ask about this without revealing too much information and getting yourself dead. I mean, that's a pretty direct way of asking.
The problem is I'm going to get sued. Because the source of my information, let me just start at the beginning of this, and I wasn't prepared for this, but 4 years ago I had an undergrad come to me, and she was very distraught and crying uncontrollably, and I'm figuring, well, what am I going to do? I mean, did she get a grade she didn't expect? I mean, I had no idea what was going on. And eventually she said, I think you're the only one I can talk to, and she said, I'm in the witness protection program, and my father is a senior Mexican justice official. He's no longer serving, so I can now talk about this a little more openly, but I'm not going to reveal names. And I never knew her real name anyway, although I did know the Mexican official. But as he and I talked, because they tried to process the damage, because she blew her cover when she came to me, and they wanted to know if I talked on the phone about this, if I had shared an email about this, was I near a cell phone when I talked about this. Because obviously they were worried about compromising everyone in her family who was also in the witness protection program because of what the dad was doing. And by the way, this is 4 years ago, folks, and he was going after ISIS. This is before they got their weapons in Iraq and they had the formal status, but they were operating in Mexico with the drug cartels. So this is why I was about 2 years ahead of the game when I started naming names in 2014. So as our conversations progressed and I talked to his underlings more and more, because, I mean, I went through my daily logs with them. I mean, they were very, very, very thorough. They didn't feel they could involve the FBI because they felt that the FBI had been compromised. And these were such revealing conversations. Well, long story short, my conversations with them, because I traded information with them, and one of the things that I got out of them was there are people in certain communities who are part of Agenda 21, who engage in trafficking of children, gun running, drug running. Anywhere you find an Agenda 21 presence of any significance, you have people like this. They were able to tell me points of location of drop-offs of guns, of kids, and so forth, and I'm going to have to hold back because even when I write my article on this, there's only so much I can say because these Mexican officials are not going to come out and back me up.
Well, tell
that's the bottom line. I mean, I know who these people are, Ted. I know their names. I know their cities. I know their involvement. I have identifying information on them. And circumstantially, I could make one hell of a case, but why fight the legal battle? I'm just going to tell the overall story. Here's the overall story. Let's just take two communities. Just two communities, and that's it. And there's a multitude of these. Rawlins, Wyoming. And as I said, people need to go to my website and read the letter from the lady from Rawlins. And we got a whole lot more that's coming out on Rawlins. And before any of you guys decide to get frisky with us, well, I've already disseminated a lot of this information to colleagues, so you're not going to prevent it from being released. And what we have in these communities is, number one, extreme Agenda 21 policies. But where you find Agenda 21, you find witchcraft. And this is why this Larry Nichols story that's being brought out by Alex Jones, who's doing a great service, is right on the money with what he's saying, but he's not going far enough. He has not made the links into these other areas, but that's okay, because he's an insider from the Clintons saying she's a witch. This country could be electing a fourth-degree witch who enables human sacrifice, child trafficking. I mean, this is incredible. But in this Rawlins, Wyoming situation, they got major military activity going on up there. And you go a little bit to the south in La Porte, Colorado, just outside Fort Collins, the other area of courts putting kids out there after taking them from parents and they end up in sex trafficking rings. Huge witchcraft presence in Larimer County. Same MO as Rawlins. And what we're finding are people called the Gurkhas, who are anti-guerrilla warfare soldiers. I have named names in articles who have talked to them, engaged them in places like La Porte, Colorado, and then also in southern Wyoming. They are here to put down the troops who will not go along with the coming genocide. They work for the British Army, and they are their anti-guerrilla arm, and they have been here for a year and a half. And who's here with them? The Russian Spetsnaz. And these are eyewitnesses all the way through northern Colorado. This is no secret. You go on the Randy Yarbrough show up there in northern Colorado, these people talk about like this is common knowledge. But, Ted, this is what's going on. Entire communities are being compromised. Agenda 21 brings the dark side of human behavior. Then they bring in the foreign troops. They're going to represent the almighty blue-helmeted UN. And that's going to be a regional command center up there because the distance between Rawlins and Fort Collins is fairly minimal. Cheyenne is involved in this as well. Cheyenne, Wyoming, LaPorte, Colorado in the same area. Weld County is now involved in this. They have access to some of Colorado's major water supplies, major highway transportation systems. I talked to Virginia Farver today from Fort Collins, and her husband were traveling to Denver, and while they were in a suburb called Commerce City, they saw massive amounts of military equipment being moved. But it's everywhere, Ted. Everywhere where there's an Agenda 21 presence, we're finding this. And we need to really identify this, and people don't want to hear it. And this is why we're going to talk about cognitive dissonance and the and bystander apathy and so forth with Bob Griswold, Ted, because people don't want to hear this stuff, but it's true, it's real, it's in our face, and it's like, I feel like I'm watching a bad version of Invasion of the Body Snatchers. But folks, as we, and Katie and I are going to co-author some of these articles this week, as we lay this out this week, the documentation's really damn good. We've got pictures. I've got notifications of major military drills. There's nothing that's going to be left out. So, Ted, sorry, you shouldn't ask me a question because I'll go on and on and tell you what I think. But this is what's taking over America.
Well, no, this is Satanism is what it is. And this has been going on. Exactly. It goes right back to Druid worship, okay? And this is what's happening with transhumanism. I mean, we're all being inspired by this artificial intelligence that's running the program that's controlled by the Rothschild globalists who are trying to destroy humans and, again, destroy God's creation. I mean, I can't be more clear than this. These Satan worshipers say, let me participate in your power, and they will serve Lucifer because he gives them power on this planet, because he gives them what they want, because he controls the holographic matrix on the planet, because Adam and Eve blew it, you know, with God to start with, and that's why Jesus had to come. But we could do a whole show on just that. We've done a whole show on that. The Hollywood music industry is the best example, David. It's so obvious. These Kabbalistic teaching shows how to call up demons. These are the guys, they wear these little pink, you know, bracelets, little strings, how to perform rituals to actually feed the demonic entities through human sacrifice, and in turn feed the demons, and Lucifer allows the physical reality to change to accommodate the wishes of the people or the persons who are doing the rituals. That's why they get involved in all of this stuff, because they're getting power from these demons. This is why so many of the Hollywood people, again, wear the little red Kabbalist string around their wrist, because they've given themselves over to Lucifer and to the demons. But we got to remember something, guys, and here's the good news about this. Greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. When God connected us through the Holy Spirit to Jesus Christ, we became part of his dimension, which is above all of this stuff. We're not of this world. You know, we've been set apart. When you accept Christ Jesus as your Savior, the game's over. You win. You then have authority over these people, these entities, because you are now in covenant with the Most High God, who allows you to control your own reality. This is what prayer is all about. This is what the words that you speak are all about. This is what your thoughts are all about, because they're scalar waves. We control our physical reality because we are connected through the Holy Spirit to the Creator of the universe. See, that's what, as Christians, we must reestablish control of this holographic reality that we live in. Here's what's going on right now. I mentioned this last hour in my show. We give control to the government by voting. By doing so, we blame shift, because we say it's the government's fault. The government then gives control to the military. The military gives control to the intelligence community, which is the CIA, basically. And then they give control to the black magicians, who give control to the demons, who are controlling this entire quantum matrix with the AI computers. And that's why we're all being put into a smart grid. But see, we can stop this. It's like a vampire comes to your front door and says, you know, I'd like to come in and talk to you for a bit. Your answer is, no, I'm not going to let you come in my house, because they've got to ask permission. The problem is nobody understands who we are in authority. And now all the guys, let me give you another example. This is a little bit more on the esoteric stuff. When people get abducted by these entities and these spacecraft, okay, I believe there's too many reports of this, Dave. I believe that some of these reports are true. But here's, watch this, listen to me on the internet. Look it up on the internet. if you call on the name of Jesus during an abduction, they have to put you back in your home and the abduction stopped immediately. The reason that happens is because Jesus Christ is omnipresent. He's still on the cross. The book of Hebrews says that his sacrifice is once and for all, forever and amen. And his blood continually through scalar waves sends out the healing RNA, DNA transmissions to our bodies so that we're one with him to restore us back to God, to make us the righteousness of God through Christ. That's how the whole thing lays out. I've done entire shows on this and how it works. And these demons that do this, that abduct you and do these things to these people, they can't do it if you call on the name of Jesus. And see, even the UFO community admits this, and the vast majority of them are not Christians. But they know, and look it up, calling on the name of Jesus stops alien abductions. Google it, and you will get hundreds and hundreds of accounts of people saying, I stopped by doing this, I stopped by doing this, I stopped by doing this. Because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. Because I want to have a show tonight of belief, of hope, of faith, of trusting God Almighty. These entities, these demons, have confused these people that are worshiping them into believing that they're going to get everything they want on this planet and then some in the next world. Well, then why were so many of you sacrificed at the age of 27? How about Janis Joplin? How about Jimi Hendrix? How about Jim Morrison? I mean, they just all chopping out at the age of 27? Because these guys are numerologists, Kabbalists is what they are. These Luciferians, the ones who are running the show, everything's by the numbers. We did a whole show with you guys a couple of months ago, Dave, on 9/11 as a human sacrificial ritual. If you guys haven't listened to that show, you need to listen to it. It's one of the best shows that's ever been done on 9/11 and why it was done with the numbers and everything else they use. These guys can be defeated, but we've got to take authority to them through Jesus Christ. They say, well, you're preaching religion and you're trying to, you know, proselytize on the show. Well, yeah, matter of fact, I am. How's it working out for you by not being proselytized and not being a Christian? So yeah, ma'am, I am. How about that? Yes, I am. Because I know the power and the authority that you have as a believer in Christ Jesus that you do not have when you don't have this. That's what gives me the ability to be bold and to tell the truth, because I know who I am in Christ. What are they going to do, kill me? God, I'm 60 years old anyhow. I don't bench 340 pounds anymore. I don't do 7 reps with 300 pounds on benches anymore. I can't run like the wind like I did when I was young. I can't do any of that stuff anymore. But by golly, my brain still works because I take care of myself and I eat right and I still exercise and I take supplements. So I've got the authority that God gave me on this planet to do what I need to have done and to speak the things that I need to have done and speak it. And that's what these faith preachers have done. They've got a hold of some of this stuff, and they've tried to abuse it for personal wealth, and they've given themselves a bad reputation. But the authority that we've been given as a believer is a whole lot more than about having stuff and planes and trains and free things or whatever that you can show off on Facebook. Okay? What it's all about is the authority that we have to release prayer into the world, into the dimensional interface of this planet, how to change the fabric of space-time through deudemus, through the dynamite, through the releasing of prayer. Because remember, when you pray, it's a scalar wave. It picks up the entity, the eddies, the power from the very planet, and it transfers information instantaneous regardless of the distance and time space because it's interdimensional. The prayer that we do as Christians and the authority that we have as Christians is incredible. What God has done. So yes, I am proselytizing. If you don't know who Jesus Christ is, you need to accept him as your Savior. Because I guarantee you, you know, life will go a whole lot better for you while you're here. It'll keep the heat off later, like my buddy Ziegler said. Because the truth of the matter is, these kings, of course, if you read in the book of Isaiah, it's either chapter 14 or 15, they're down in hell with a bunch of chains on them, the guys that are doing all this. They've already been locked up in hell. And suddenly Morningstar, Lucifer, shows up. He's in chains. And they say to him, and I'm paraphrasing this, you can read it yourself. They say to him, hey, wait a minute, buddy. Didn't you tell us you were going to take care of us? Didn't you tell us you were going to protect us? Now you're down here with the rest of us with chains? That's where you're going to end up. Because your weirdo demons and your weirdo people, they want you to kill children, drink their blood, do all these crazy satanic sacrifices, abduct children, child trafficking, all the things that you guys do. These are the people that are controlling you. If Lucifer's right, he's such the good guy that you guys think he is, why is he asking you to destroy the planet with chemtrails? Why is he asking you to kill children? Why is he asking you to drink their blood? Why is he asking you to do all these stupid, perverted things? He's not the good guy. Newsflash. Get a grip and realize that you've been lied to by these things. These are demons. They're spirits. They want a portal opened up in you so they can come and they can use you. That's all it is. And when they're done using you like they are with Whitney Houston, that's the end of it. You get a water sacrifice. You get to drown in a bathtub or whatever else they do to you. See, that's what they do. They lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. Hillary Clinton can't even tell the truth if it hit her in the face. I mean, it's unbelievable how much that woman lies. And the sad part about it is, people still vote for her. It blows my mind, Dave, because they've been deceived by the God of this age, is what the Bible says. And Jesus called them out. He goes, light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. Because the darkness promises that they're going to get all the stuff. And the sad part about it is, they sell their souls for the stuff. It's like Katy Perry said on her YouTube channel. She goes, yeah, I sold my soul to the devil. Yeah, you sure did. So did Madonna. And see, what happens when you do all that? You may get a few things while you're here, but it gets really negative once you die. That's why so many of them are transhumanists, Dave. They don't want to die. They want to transfer their consciousness into computers because they know awaits them on the other side.
And that is their escape pod. You're exactly right.
That's exactly right. I'm
transhumanism
sorry,
is the greatest...
Got
it
all
is. You're
up.
Right.
Sorry about that. I got all fired up on your show all the time because I realize that we've got a crossover audience, and I love doing your show because I realize that you know a lot more about some of this intelligent stuff than I do. But then I love this esoteric stuff as far as Christianity and the health stuff. I mean, so it's a good team. I love it, the fact that you and me and Hagmans are all working together and promoting one another because it makes a huge difference because it's synergistic. What I can't reach, you can reach. What you can't reach, I can reach. We can all work together as a team to try to get some people saved and to get people praying. Because if we all pray in the aggregate, like, dear Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray that Donald Trump is protected. That your angels are stationed around him. I put a hedge of thorns around him. I cover him in the blood of Christ, Father. I pray protection above him, around him, all about him, Father. And I pray that he has an easy way to the election, Father. And Lord, I pray that he's real. I pray that if he's not real, you convict his spirit and his heart and his mind right now, and he becomes real, just like JFK did. I pray, Father, that you give him what he needs to get into the White House and to fix this mess and to restore this once great nation. Now, I pray that right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. That's how we pray. That's how we're supposed to pray. We take authority over it. The Bible says the kingdom of God has been advancing since the beginning of time, and only forceful men lay hold of it. And we've got to realize we can't be these mansy-pansy little girly men that run around drinking soy formulas, babies, turning into these little girls. We don't even have a boy or a girl. We can't even figure out what bathroom to go to. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. I mean, this is nuts. This is not what God had in mind for us. This is not it. The sad part about it is this is what the globalists want for us, Dave, and it's sad. It sickens me what these guys to get away with and how they think that they can do anything they want to do. Well, by God, you can't do that to me or my family. How about that? And how about the listeners on the show tonight? We're not going to do that because
I have to ask you an important question.
Sure, I'm sorry.
Are you a here or are you a Z?
I saw your article.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know. It's the bathroom thing again. It's a transgender thing again.
If you know which one you are, you know where to pee.
And you know what, Dave? I tell you what. So I feel sorry for these guys. These guys that are born with the right brain dominant hemisphere because they were given soy formula when they were babies or their mother took too much estrogen in the food and who were too girly for their own good. I feel sorry for them because they didn't ask that. They never asked to be chemically castrated in utero. They never asked for that. And it happened to them. And that's why we got this transgender mess going on right now because all these kids have been so confused. It all started with Ellen DeGeneres back in the 90s. And then when she came out of the closet and all these other guys are coming out of the closet, and now pretty soon they're just pushing this whole agenda in our face like it's normal. It's not normal. Look, if you want to be gay, that's your choice. I don't care. Just leave me and my family out of your loop. That's all I care about. You want to do it? I don't care what you do. But don't force me to accept your lifestyle and put it in my face. I don't want to do that. Do what you want to do. Do it in private. Whatever. It's like public scenes of affection with heterosexuals. It's not necessary. Don't do that. Go get a room. It's just not necessary, Dave. And the sad part about it is not enough Christians stand up for what's right anymore. And it saddens me. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with the glyphosate. It's the same thing with the chemtrails. It's the same thing with the GMO foods. And we've done so many shows on that. In fact, if you go to Health Masters, I've got a website there at healthmasters.com. We have the highest quality supplements in the world. The best in the world. I mean, they've helped Dave. They've helped Doug Hagman. They helped me. I mean, God, I'm 60 years old. I haven't had coffee. I'm just always hyper like this. Dave knows that's true. I get all stoked up like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, we're going to run out of time here. I know you've got a special for Common Sense listeners tonight.
We do. It's Dave. It's Dave 5. D-A-V-E 5, the number 5. And it's a five. It's what it is. No, I'm sorry. It's Dave Book.
It's Dave Book. Book. Yeah.
I mean, I'm so flustered. Dave Book. Dave, D-A-V-E-B-O-O-K, all one word. Dave Book. And when you order, I think it's $50 worth of stuff from Health Masters, you get a free $20, $25 book at no extra cost. no extra shipping. It goes right in your order. So if you order $100, you get the book and no shipping at all on the order whatsoever. And so it's a great value. It's called Breakthrough Health. It's like 50 chapters in it. And we talk about high blood pressure, depression, diabetes. We talk about allergies. We talk about, you know, the top 10 drugs that you should never use or put into your body ever, because we go into detail on what each of these drugs do and the side effects and why you should never put some of them in, like statin drugs, which have led to all these horrible diseases. And it's a great, great book. We've sold a lot of copies of it. You guys have blessed us with it. And thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the Common Sense Show. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. And, yeah, I got pretty geeked up tonight, Dave.
Yeah, you got off on a roll, but it's a roll that needed to be heard. But, again, the special at Health Masters is, first of all, get the great products. And I'm a walking, living testament to how well they work. And then, of course, you've got the added bonus if you make an order, as Ted described, then you're going to get a free book. Pretty good deal.
Well, it is, yeah. It is.
Pretty good deal. Are you glad to be back in the USA? Is it better here or is it better there? Short answer.
It's the same now. It doesn't make any difference. It's both of them are
really?
Police states. Yeah, supposedly. Now, the people here are nicer and the people here aren't as depressed. Because, you know, we have the reserve currency, so we keep printing money. And over there, where they're in austerity in Spain and Italy, a lot of people are really, really, really sad and really downtrodden, Dave, because they can't pay their bills. They can't feed their families anymore. It's that bad. It's like it is in Venezuela right now. People are eating their pets, their dogs, their cats, the pigeons. I mean, they're trying to do everything to try to get food. And I know you've got the one guy also does the food thing with you guys. You guys need to support him, too, and get food. Because the truth of the matter is, if you need to have at least 6 months' worth of food stored up for you and your family. Because, guys, when this thing hits, it's going to come down really hard and really fast. And the grocery store shelves are going to be empty within hours. And you've got to have some food for the family, including water filtration, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, you're right on the money. In fact, a good friend of mine, Paul Martin, has a source, ex-Intel, alphabet soup type. And he said they're calling it continuity of government, not martial law. Same thing, 6-1, half dozen the other. But he said when it hits, where you are is where you will stay.
That's right.
And if you're going to travel very far away from your home, you better be well supplied. Okay, well, Ted, once again, I want to repeat that offer you have. Well, go ahead, Ted. We got about 30 seconds. Go ahead and repeat the offer for Common Sense Show listeners.
It's healthmasters.com. That's HEALTHMASTERS. Healthmasters.com. If you want to call the office, you can. It's 1-800-726-1834. There are no operators there tonight. They'll be there tomorrow. That's 1-800-726-1834. If you're calling international, it's area code 863-967-0244, 863-967-0244, international call. Just put in the coupon code at the end of the order. Put Dave Book. Any $50 order gets you like a $20, $25 book free, absolutely no strings attached to it, no extra shipping for the book. And guys, thank you. Thank you for supporting Health Masters.
That's
great. Thank you for supporting Common Sense.
Okay, Ted, we are out of time, my friend. Thank you for that inspiring hour and those observations from Europe. It's stuff we need to hear because it's global, folks. When they say globalism, it is definitely global. Thanks so much, Ted.
Thank you so much, Dave. Good night.
Okay, we're going to be back in the second hour with my good friend Bob Griswold. And Bob is going to talk about some of the psychological factors that are keeping us from acting. So we'll see you in hour number 2.